Well, hello to you, gorgeousness. How you doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz. Yeah! Here we go then. Get a pen and paper because you need to write your answers down. I'll give you the answers at the end and then you get your chance to win yourself 25 quid with the golden question. Also, if you're a subscriber, you get 30 questions a week instead of 10. So, you know, check that out if you feel so inclined. And I'll crack on. Question number one, music. DJ and producer Skrillex was a pioneer in which musical genre? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. During the Renaissance, which Italian city-state was known as the centre of art, culture and finance?
Maureen, start that clock.
Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. The Ural mountain chain marks a geographical boundary between which two continents?
And your time starts now.
That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Which three actors played the three main roles in the first three, Three's Everywhere, Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
I hope you're ready because here comes the clock.
Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge. Which two English football clubs are the only ones to win the Premier League title 3 years in a row?
Here comes your thinking time, but be quick.
Bong. Question number six, music. Who won the Grammy for Record of the Year in 2021? And for a bonus point, can you tell me what song?
Are you ready? Because here come them beeps.
Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. What ancient city was home to the Hanging Gardens, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Start that clock.
Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. In Japanese cuisine, the traditional side dish of young soybeans in a pod is known as what?
And the old ticky timer starts now.
That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Alden Caulfield is the name of the main character in which dystopian novel by J.D. Salinger?
Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket.
If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. Colonel Sanders is the mascot for which famous fast food chain?
Maureen, are you ready with that clock?
That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, I'll give you some answers, shall I? But before I do that, if you're not a subscriber, you might miss this, so I thought I'd squeeze it in now. Next week, of course, is Christmas! Yay! So we'll have a special Christmas-themed quiz next week, and the week after that, even though it's technically 2024 by then,
will be our New Year's quiz where we review 2023. But anyway, here we go with your answers. Question number one, music. DJ and producer Skrillex was a pioneer in dubstep. Question number two, history. During the Renaissance, which Italian city-state was known as being la-di-da fancy? That was Florence. Question number three, around the world, the Ural mountain chain marks a geographical boundary between Europe and Asia. Question number four, entertainment. Which three actors played the main roles in the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies? Of course, Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley. Point for each one. Question number five, general knowledge. Which two English football clubs are the only ones to win the Premier League three titles in a row? That is Manchester United and Manchester City. Question number six, music. Who won the Grammy for Record of the Year in 2021? That was Billie Eilish, and the song was Everything I Wanted for a bonus point. Question number seven, history. Which ancient city was home to the Hanging Gardens? That was, of course, Babylon. Question number eight, food and drink. In Japanese cuisine, the traditional side dish of young soybeans in a pod is known as edamame. Question number nine, entertainment. Alden Caulfield is the main character in The Catcher in the Rye. And question number 10, general knowledge. Colonel Sanders is the mascot for Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, the bloke with the fancy bow tie and the glasses. That's him. Right, here we go. It's the golden question time, ladies and gentlemen. Your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Are you ready? Because here I go. What is the largest species of shark? Now, do you know the answer? Well, check you out. Amazing. All you got to do is wait for a little notification from yours truly in the app that goes with your digital assistant, or if you're listening on the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.